The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
The San Quentin Prison Report's Lewis A. Scott produced this story about when the Warriors played the Warriors.
One, two, three,
Warriors!
Hello, basketball fans. This is Aaron Showtime Taylor here at San Quentin State Prison to watch a game between Bob Myers and the Golden State Warriors versus Allen Black McIntosh and the San Quentin State Warriors. Last season's loss was pretty devastating for the Golden State Warriors. They didn't want to blemish on their record, so they're coming back in here with a new focus. And last year's win for the San Quentin State Warriors was one of the best things that they've had against Bob Myers, because Bob Myers is a double-double man when he comes in here. All right, the players are coming on the court to line up to start this off. It'll be Bob Myers versus the Phenom, Harry Smith, in the circle for the tip. Ball goes up, Bob Myers wins the tip, and the Golden State Warriors have the ball.
Today I'm talking to the ex-NBA player Steve Kerr, who happens to be the head coach for the Golden State Warriors. Mr. Kerr, what brings you to San Quentin today?
Well, we're here with some of our players and coaches, and we're looking for a good game of hoop here, and we just wanted to come visit a lot of the guys at San Quentin. We know we got a lot of Warrior fans in here, and we wanted to be a part of it and spend some time with them.
And we pull up at the end of the first quarter with the Golden State Warriors 22, the San Quentin Warriors 13.
My name is Montrell Vines. Shit, I'm feeling blessed, baby. I'm ready, you know what I mean, put in work, you know, with my team and make history, man. When I say make history, the only way we're going to do that is win.
Just having those guys come in here, like professional basketball players, it's just crazy, because growing up where I grew up at in Baby Hunters Point, San Francisco, California, we never seen nothing like that. We never seen nobody that's famous or no sports big guy come through, kick it with us, you know, none of that. So for them to come in here and treat us like human beings and not no animals or whatever just because of our situations, it was awesome.
As we come up to halftime, the score is 53-43, the Golden State Warriors on the San Quentin Media Sports Network.
Kirk Lakehub. I'm assistant general manager, so I do everything from scouting to contract work. It's been really great. I think this is year three, and it's an awesome opportunity. The thing is, we're all playing with a shared love here, which is basketball. We kind of all come together, and it's something that you really can't explain to anyone on the outside. They don't get it until they come in here.
And as we pull up at the end of the third quarter, the Golden State Warriors are enforcing their will on the San Quentin Warriors, 78-53 on the San Quentin Sports Media Network.
Bob Myers. This is my third time with this group, then I came and played a couple times. And yeah, it's been great. You know, each game has been tough. All the games have been tough, but it's been good. Everybody I've met has been real nice and polite, so it's been fun.
And the San Quentin Warriors take the ball out to start the fourth quarter, down 78-53.
Oh, I believe, and I think our organization believes, that everybody deserves more than one chance. And, you know, I think a lot of people that we've interacted with in here seem like good people that maybe did one thing wrong or made one mistake, and that doesn't mean that you should punish them, you know, for good. So we like to come in and show our support, that we believe in the redemption, and that's probably why.
And to close out the game, Bob Myers comes back and erases last year's loss with a 99-76 victory over the San Quentin Warriors. This is Haroon Showtime Taylor, and this is the San Quentin Media Sports Network.